You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
NFL Total Access is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
It's Wednesday, March 13th, and you're listening to NFL Total Access, the podcast.
That is the voice of today's special guest, host of NFL Total Access, the broadcast, a rising star in the sports media space, a woman who actually can keep it real, and her ability to actually keep it real has separated her from legions of fellow broadcasters who may not know how to do that. It has helped her create moments, in my estimation, with NFL players and her broadcast partners that you simply don't get elsewhere. And she reminds us that you can be two things, a knowing representative of your league and a feeling representative of your team. In her case, that team, the two-time defending champions, the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, God, it explains so much. She confirmed on Monday that she wasn't nervous for a single snap of the Chiefs' Super Bowl 58 victory. And I believe her. Such is the supreme confidence and belief in today's Chiefs fan. Please welcome back to the pod this Chiefs fan, Kimmy Checks.
I'm so happy to be here. That was such a beautiful introduction.
I love having you.
Can we just have a moment for Andrew Levy and everything you do for this podcast?
On. Here's the moment for Andrew Levy. I'm your host, NFL Network senior writer, Andrew Levy. Moment over. And on today's show, I will extract, or at least I will attempt to extract experience and perspective from Kimmy on topics ranging from what she saw and heard from her field side seat at the scouting combine in Indy. As closely as we work, you and I haven't really caught up since the combine, so
I know,
I'm really glad you're here.
In a while.
Plus, huge moves in the NFL in anticipation of today's New Year's Day festivities. A happy New Year's, by the way.
Thank you.
That's
happy
right, listener.
New league year.
Yeah,
get
new
that?
League year. Thank you.
Come
at
on.
3 p.m. Eastern, restarts the NFL calendar, and all of the free agency deals that you've been hearing about for the last couple of days will become official. Others, too, will follow as the frenzy of free agency kicks off in an official way later today. That's 3 p.m. Eastern, so stay tuned right here on NFL Network, on NFL Plus, on NFL.com if you are, you know, rabid for all of the very latest breaking news. Roster redefining moves, the story. Kimmy, I want to know what your first thought was when you heard that deep breath. Here's some moves, and they're really exciting to keep track of, listener. Kirk Cousins
yeah.
will join the Atlanta Falcons on a four-year, $180 million deal, $100 million guaranteed. Kimmy, this guy's been playing on guaranteed money for almost a decade. Your first thoughts, first blush, Kirk Cousins to the Falcons.
Who is your agent? And
yeah,
is he looking for new clients?
Oh,
I think Kirk Cousins has been a masterclass for becoming, if not being, one of the highest paid consistent quarterbacks in the NFL. and not having much to prove. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way, because he has bought the Vikings organization to dominance and had some really effective wins over the last few years. But in terms of postseason success,
not there.
It's not necessarily been there.
Doesn't
and yet
match up.
He's been paid.
Yeah.
And the Atlanta Falcons now have a veteran quarterback that, according to our very own Cam Wolf yesterday on Total Access, the show, see what I did there?
Yes, I did.
Versus the podcast, said that players in that locker room were so enthusiastic that he was coming their way.
I'm
because
glad to
finally,
get that they really are.
They
huh?
have a veteran presence
yeah.
at a position that the last few years has been lackluster, to be polite.
Does that make them instant NFC South favorites?
It resets the entire NFC South to me.
You know, our boy David Carr's brother, Derek Carr, down in New Orleans was like, oh shit, okay.
It's like,
what else we got here?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, the whole beating the Falcons, you know, handily every single season, maybe that's not so difficult. I think the Baker Mayfield contract in Tampa also has major implications
NFC
for that.
NFC South becomes
division,
suddenly very, very interesting.
Which we said that
yes.
exact same thing
yes.
last season.
Yes.
We're like, hold up now.
Yeah, let's
the
not
NFC
be so
South,
hard
yeah,
on the NFC South or the AFC South.
Correct.
To be fair to us, check us on this. We have receipts. And, you know, Houston Texans did their part on the AFC South side. And very interesting now, NFC South. Okay, let's talk about Russell Wilson, who will join the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Let's talk about
on a
Russ.
1 year, $1.2 million
that
deal.
That is the best bargain deal of
ever.
The NFL, point blank period. I think that is absolutely genius.
He put pen to paper, and in a single brushstroke of a cursive, I should think, name, go Badgers, Russell Wilson went from overpaid, right, over kind of marketed to overlooked and underpaid, and hey, now he's the little engine that could. Okay, let's
well,
be clear.
Let's, I mean, the Broncos are on the hook
the
for $39
million. The Broncos will pay Russell Wilson $39 million not to play in Denver, but that allows Mike Tomlin and the, you know, and the Pittsburgh Steelers to snap him up at a huge discount for a starting quarterback, a Super Bowl winning quarterback
correct.
Who had decent stats last year. Go look it up, listener. Do not discount what Russell Wilson was able to do on the field. Your first thoughts, do you like this fit?
I love it. I love it. Again, I am referencing yesterday's Total Access, but I find this point incredibly valid. And this is why I think we have brilliant analysts on the show. We had Bucky Brooks and Sean O'Hare yesterday. And Bucky's initial reaction to Russell Wilson was, Mike Tomlin is going to give Russ credibility in that locker room to no longer be a cornball and instead be liked by the guys around him. And he said that,
isn't that interesting?
And I like kind of paused for a second and thought about it and was like, maybe Russ needed a black head coach who takes no prisoners, who does not play the game of bullshit of let's ride, you're going to have your own office in the same wing as the coaches next to our, you know, next to my office, and you're going to be one of the guys in the meetings. Mike Tomlin, mind you, Russell Wilson comes from a father with an Army background.
Yes.
Mike Tomlin, in my eyes, is nothing short of an efficient and effective sergeant.
Without a doubt.
Who knows
Mike
how
Tomlin
to win
went to,
games.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike Tomlin went to William & Mary in Virginia, in Williamsburg, Virginia. Russell Wilson is from Virginia. Don't discount the regional connection that these two may have. There may be a shorthand. And I think, Kimmy, what you just said is exactly right. Think about that, listener, because your image of Russell Wilson has been tainted by maybe up to three things, but definitely two things. The pick against the Patriots. You know that you are scarred by that because you blame him for not turning around and handing off to Marshawn, when in fact that play was called for him, and he ran it as best he could. Malcolm Butler made a great play, but that was the beginning of the end for Russell
yep.
Wilson. And then all of the stories that we hear from a lot of guys, former teammates, from people in the league, and just the sensation that we get even online that he's overmarketed, he's done too much of that marketing himself, asking for his own office in Denver sounded the death knell for himself. He didn't realize what a dangerous decision that was to put himself above, literally above
everybody.
His teammates, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't add up to real leadership, not in an NFL sense. So to Kimmy's point, If we remove that cornball veneer, the go Hawks and the let's ride BS, and just get the one of the best deep ball throwers in the NFL, if amazingly effective in and out of the pocket, if he's fit enough to get out of the pocket and stay healthy, with pretty decent talent. Vision with young talent. Now you've
young
got
talent. Are you
and
kidding
that's
me?
The formula. That's the Russell Wilson formula, right? What was the formula in Seattle? It was a dominating defense. Check. The Steelers have that. It was a running
hello,
game.
Oh, hello, Patrick Queen.
A running game that stands up. Okay, yes, check. What we've seen from Najee and from Jaylen Warren, that will work.
Yeah.
And you've got a coach who refuses, has never had a losing season in the NFL. So you take a winner, you take a guy who's desperate to be a winner again, and you put him on a team with all the right pieces.
For $1.2 million. It's genius.
Will we look back at that as being one of the steals in recent NFL history?
Yes, while pointing the finger at the Broncos that was the most failed experiment in modern NFL history.
It was brutal, wasn't it?
Brutal, but hey, we'll see who gets the last laugh in a few months.
Saquon Barkley travels 93.5 miles down the 95 interstate to Philly. 3 years, $37.75 million. That's what, 12.6 per year. My question to you is this, Giants to Eagles gambit.
Brutal.
Is that allowed?
It is allowed. Go where the money flows.
Tiki Barber, guys, I'm sure some of you heard this or saw this.
Love Saquon's response.
Tiki Barber, because he's dead to me. Tell me Saquon's response.
Saquon was like, that's so funny that you say that. Why don't you stay true to your word and next time not smile in my face?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, something
okay.
along. I
no,
mean,
some
you
decent
know,
beef. I like
something
this.
Something along those lines.
Okay, but he's dead to me. It is a bit much, I should think. And yet, I don't know. If Daryl Green or John Riggins had taken a free agency big money move to go play for the Dallas Cowboys, I would have been heartbroken as a kid, and I think I would have carried around a certain kind of resentment about, listen, we know you wanted to get paid, but of all the teams, you're going to go play our bitter rival. So I guess my question is does that hold any weight with you in the modern NFL, or is that archaic thinking?
Well, not when you read articles that say that the Giants never offered him a deal.
Well, that's exactly right. That you had the opportunity to match it or to get him cheaper a couple years ago and ensure that he's still on your roster.
But instead we paid Daniel Jones, we as in they,
yes.
Not I. No, I think that's a very archaic idea. I think, listen, do we all have favorite players who we become so beholden to because they represent a childhood fantasy of fandom and
yes.
the way in which we become obsessive over this sport?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right.
As a fan and as someone who understands the business of the NFL, you think I'm going to be mad at a guy for going and getting paid? Come on. Like, get out of here. If anything, like it's more fun. If anything, as a football fan, doesn't that make that rivalry even more fun? Doesn't it make the ticket price for those games go up even more? It's like,
yeah.
That's the whole point of the NFL. You want to talk about a script? Let's do more of this. Let's talk about the script of the revenge tour of free agency. That's what's going to be the storyline of next season. And how fun is that going to be? Who cares?
You are listening to NFL Total Access, the podcast. After the break, I want to ask Kimmy Checks, today's special guest, a question about something that's rather rare, which is the NFL maybe having a collective change of heart. Are we talking about the revaluation of the NFL running back? Let's put that on the table after the break on NFL Total Access, the podcast.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We interrupt this podcast to bring you news of something that is anathema to all major sports leagues, a change of heart. We talked about Saquon Barkley before the break, but there are deals in place now for a long list of free agent running backs. DeAndre Swift, Devin Singletary, Tony Pollard, Antonio Gibson, my guy leaving Washington. And the biggest stories of all, Derrick Henry, El Tractorcito, off to the Ravens. John Levy, I want to hear your thoughts on that. Please call me later. Austin Eckler leaves the Chargers, comes to my Commanders. Aaron Jones leaves the Packers, goes to the Vikings. There's that division rival gambit, right? But these are guys that have defined their team at the running back position for a significant amount of time. Off now to new teams. They are getting paid. Kimmy checks. Will we look back at this moment and say that it was the revaluation of the NFL running back?
Possibly, but I was just in Indianapolis, and I want to be careful to not besmirch this upcoming draft class. I don't think that there are huge, splashy, big names coming out of this year's draft in which teams can think, oh, I'll have this young guy coming straight from college to the NFL that I can get at a low value that are going to be instant go-getters and you know, roster resetters and changers in the NFL. However, on the flip side of that argument, and to be my own devil's advocate here, the Kansas City Chiefs selected Isaiah Pacheco in the 7th round. Was he the big splashy name out of Rutgers? No, not necessarily. Did he make an immediate impact and go win 2 back-to-back Super Bowls? He did. But I think when you look at the upcoming class for the draft, that is where much of a reset can kind of come into play. I'm happy for you to push back on that for me. But that's kind of where my head automatically goes to.
No, I
also
think that's fascinating.
This is a one year shift. This isn't like for 5 years we've seen this precedent.
Correct.
This is just a 1 year, hey, why don't we pivot a little bit and see? And also, if I'm not mistaken, if you look at this year's playoffs, okay, look at the final teams in the playoffs.
Yes.
Did some of those wins and losses not come down to solely the run game?
Interesting. I mean, I think you could certainly look at the Ravens 17-10 loss to your
how many rush
in
attempts?
The AFC
six?
Championship game. I think
six?
It was six total. It was a shockingly low number of attempts and, of course, yards. They threw the ball 40-plus times. Not a recipe for success. And when you think about a team that deviated from their DNA, from their definition as a unit in the biggest moment, and they still only lost by a touchdown to the best quarterback maybe we've ever seen, and a team that is obviously worthy of its dynastic place, I think Kimmy's onto something. You've got Jonathan Brooks from Texas. You've got Trey Benson, Florida State. You've got Blake Corum, of course, from Michigan. Bucky Irving from Oregon. Audric Estime, the kid from Notre Dame. Am I saying his name right? Audric Estime. Forgive me, Fighting Irish. Notre Dame, that's Bucky Brooks' top five running backs. But those guys didn't wow at the combine. They didn't wow prior to the combine. There was no Bijan Robinson in this class. It wasn't
right.
A needle-moving position group. So I think to your point, GMs know that. They acted early. There was a run on running backs, and it's really nice to see these guys getting
paid.
Mind you,
this free agency was a week removed from the NFL scouting combine.
Yes, yes.
Do you think this wasn't top of mind?
Of course it was. And to your point, to push back on my question, you're right to correct it. Okay, maybe this is the start of a revaluation process, but to Kimmy's point, it's 1 year. Until we see it 2, 3, 4, 5 years in a row, then and only then can we say, yes, this was the beginning of something different. NFL Total Access, the podcast. Andrew Levy with Kimmy Checks. I have a couple Giants questions for you.
Give them to me. Let's see.
Which is what you always do when you get Kansas City Chiefs fans in the chair. No, that's the beautiful thing about Kimmy. She's well-versed on all these teams. So let's talk about Barkley out. Leaves, in my estimation, and I'm sure you would agree, it's kind of obvious. Daniel Jones feeling totally exposed. NFL insider Mike Garofolo said that based on the scuttlebutt out of Giants facility, there is a 76.5% chance that the Giants draft a quarterback in April's draft. We will let him explain his arithmetic, but here's the question. Is Daniel Jones done in a Giants uniform?
Will he suit up this year, this season, in some capacity? Yeah.
So he's not out the door pre-draft, preseason. No.
No.
He stays on the roster.
I think he fights for a spot.
Yes.
Do I think the Giants have the ability to currently at six choose a quarterback? Absolutely.
It looks like J.J. McCarthy would probably be there.
Okay.
And if you wanted to make a move, are you getting into the top two? Not against the team with the number one and the chance
not
to get
not against, not against not the against Commanders, the
rival Commanders
or, at
two. Or
against
maybe
Chicago.
The Patriots at three. Maybe a Cardinals team that doesn't necessarily theoretically need a quarterback at four. Who knows? But if the Giants are going to do something, they'd have to make a move for somebody. Or you saw J.J. McCarthy out there at the
I mean,
the
he looks great. I think he helped his draft stock 100%. I think people are a little bit higher on him
right.
than they were, you know, coming out of the national championship game yeah. and in it, his collegiate career. Regardless of if they do select a quarterback in the first round or if they do select a quarterback in this draft class period.
Yeah.
Outside of C.J. Stroud, who was an amazing enigma last season.
He was a joy to watch.
There has been a precedent set that you do not need to rush to start a quarterback.
Okay, but
you do not need to rush to start a quarterback.
Okay,
you select in the draft.
Kimmy,
because
wouldn't you say that you've heard what I've heard, which is that the word out of Giants facility is that they are done with. We've heard all these different versions of we're done with this guy. The Daniel Jones experiment is over, which is a strange thing to say after you signed
you paid
recently
him last
after
year.
Signing him to a 4-year, $160 million deal. But of course, 4 years, $160 million, with all the versatility that the team has in that contract, is oddly almost instantly an affordable quarterback contract. So to Kimmy's point, don't be surprised if Daniel Jones, yes, does run out of the tunnel at MetLife for the opening home game of the season as a member of the New York Giants. Why? Because, well, who else are you going to get? Are you going to unload him and then rely on your ability to transform a J.J. McCarthy into something ready week one? Hell no, that's not how the league works, is it?
No, but I also think there's something to note that Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, want to have their guy in the building. Daniel Jones was not their guy.
Yeah. Okay.
There's something to that as a head coach and
absolutely.
As a GM, you want to bring in your guy and take credit for his development of that was the guy that we did our due diligence on. That was the guy that we scouted. That is the guy that we developed. And the best way to do that is to sometimes have them sit.
Yeah. Everybody's on the hot seat in the NFC East if you're not performing year in, year out. So, yes, Daboll is on the hot seat. Shane is too. And they know that they've got to win and they've got to win now. Drake May is drawing comparisons to Josh Allen. And of course, when we think Josh Allen, we remember his pedigree. We remember his coaching tree. Brian Daboll was his
right
OC
there.
In Buffalo for
correct.
His best year or two, as we know it, in Josh Allen's career. Is Drake May worth moving up to the top three? You didn't watch him out there because he didn't compete
he did not.
At the combine.
However, I spoke to him. Such a sweet
yeah.
guy.
Okay.
Like he called me ma'am, which seems dumb. Dear listener, I am young and vivacious, and I do not feel as if I am a ma'am. But he called me ma'am, and yeah. I thought it was sweet and endearing. And beyond just the ma'am of it all, he seemed like a really great kid.
You know, you've got us in the room in Indy, and we watched to some degree all of or some portion of 4 days of scouting combine drills, Thursday to Sunday, I guess it was.
Yeah, long week.
Last week. Your one-on-one with Caleb Williams is of particular interest to me, and I'm going to ask you about that in a moment. But the 4 days of the scouting combine, you were there. Some 319 participants, not yep. all of them drilled, of course. I see you, Drake May and Jaden Daniels and Marvin Harrison. And yes, Caleb Williams, who made news, as he does, the presumed number one overall pick when he declined to throw and declined to have the traditional medical. Kimmy, a decision that I like the more I think about it.
Why?
And I was talking to Mike Yam about this. Tell me if you agree. If your and my medical records were released to the public, we'd have a lawsuit on our hands.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now, I realize that these are teams making large investments in assets, and they need to vet those assets. But I think to Caleb's point, I feel an overarching message from him and his camp, which is, if you're going to invest in me, that's fine. Yes, you get my medical evaluation and my medical profile. But the rest of you who don't have a chance to draft in the top two or three, I'll be gone by the time you're in consideration. No.
There's not 32 of me.
You don't get
I thought
the
that was
medical profile.
Comment.
That's
yeah.
precisely what he said. There's not 32 of me. So I kind of respect his decision. Can you make the introductions, please, and allow us to add a page to the dossier of Caleb Williams? Tell me about your interview, your moment with him.
Yeah, so I think, you know, candidly, I didn't expect much from him. I had seen
just that
and
he
heard
would be on guard.
On guard.
Right.
Right.
Just
and,
not revealing
you
much.
You know, and I won't fully, you know, reveal names, but you can, you know, easily go to NFL Plus or even potentially NFL.com to see the interviews that we did at the combine. Yeah. There are some quarterbacks we did not have interviews with because they declined prior to even showing up that day, saying we do not want to do it. So going into the combine, you know, I think we've all heard a narrative that Caleb has ego, or that it's calculated, or that he has a team,
yes,
you know, meticulously telling him how to move through right. these.
The sensation being that he's managed a bit.
He is, right? That was the assumption, okay? So I go into the days of quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers. It's the longest day of the combine, and in my head, I'm like, I gotta drill out all of these interviews with these guys. And my entire intention the week of the combine, I don't give a shit about football.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask about football. Right. I don't want to ask you about the X's and O's. We can look at a cute highlight of yours
sure.
from college, or, you know, if you have a huge day, let's talk about your 40. I want somebody to look at an interview and say, wow, I like that guy. So our incredible team at NFL, led by Katchan Smith, who's brilliant, dug into the research of Caleb Williams, and they found out that he loves sour candy, which seems dumb and playful.
Well,
and
just
whatever,
kind of random, right? Like, okay, everybody's
random.
Got a thing. His is sour candy.
Listen, you know, mine's wine. It's, you know, potato, potato. We all have our thing. And we kind of had this idea, you know, we can do the traditional interview. We'll do the traditional interview, you know, ask him how this week has been, have some fun a little bit, ask him about his dog, Supa, as in, I believe, Superman, Supa.
Supa.
And is very excited. He teased that Supa may be a part of the draft in some capacity or have an outfit of sorts. But we had
is
an idea.
Is he going to walk his dog out on stage?
Listen, hey, you want to talk about calculated? Hey. No, I'm kidding. Or manage. I mean, shout out to the dog. Why are we bringing dogs to the stage? But, you know, we wanted to have some fun.
Yes.
And then we said, when we're done with that part, why don't we ask him if he wants to do like a sour candy taste test? So we bought all these ridiculous sour candies. I think there were like 5 or 6 on the table. I said, Caleb, hey, you know, nice to meet you. He walks over and I'm like, you know, I'm Kimmy, the NFL Network. And you know, to my own credit, and actually not my own credit, you know, this is the very first touch point I have with these players.
Yeah.
So on top of wanting the audience at home to feel as if they care about these guys and they have a personality and,
yeah.
hey, I like this guy that could potentially be the
right.
franchise
the face
game
of my franchise, right?
changer for my favorite
yes.
team. I want these guys to know, like, hey, I can disarm myself around this chick. She's cool. She's young. She gets it. There's no aha gotcha moment. So, you know, part of me feels a bit silly being like, hey, Caleb, I'm Kimmy. We're going to taste sour candy. And immediately he was so cool. And immediately
he
I was like, wait,
like
why
was.
Is there,
I think
why is there this conversation
yes.
that he is this egotistical,
right.
calculated guy moving through
it's
this old
do.
Antiquated system?
I
we
know.
Could go on a whole tangent of
it's
the NFL
do,
draft
it?
Process.
It's what we all do, though. It's what media.
But why are
we do.
Why are we
filter?
Why are we besmirching this kid before he's even made it?
Do you feel
and
like,
I had
do you
the
feel
best
like,
interview with him.
Do you
him.
Feel like the questions have been kind of like rise to the level of besmirching his character? Like, do you feel like they 100%. Really are what you do?
I think it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I understand the argument that these teams are making a hefty investment
of course.
Into these young men.
Right.
But I look at the NFL through a completely different lens.
Yes.
The NFL is built on the back of young, predominantly black men.
Yes. Facts.
And these are the guys that we idolize.
Yes.
So in the same vein in which we rush to NFL.com to go to NFL shop and to buy their jerseys and to proudly wear their names on our backs on Sundays
Repping
and on
colors.
Mondays and on
Whatever
Thursdays
are,
and
yes.
on all the days that we play
yes.
games. Why in the hell do you feel as if you're privileged enough to besmirch a 21-year-old's character?
Yeah.
A 20-year-old's character?
It's a
Come
crazy
on.
Thing, isn't it? In
it's
this period.
I don't know. We could
well,
go on a
in this
tangent,
period,
but it's crazy.
I think what we start to see is we start to evaluate players based on what they do on the field. And if they, especially for such a high-intensity, sort of high-profile, high-wattage event like the Scouting Combine, if you are not performing, then the notion is that, well, then we are left to talk about other choices you make. And so we start to evaluate the choices you make. And we start to assume that we understand why you make the choices you make. And I think that's where we start to veer drastically and dramatically from what is accurate, what is true. Yes, those things can be different We may be in the right ballpark, and yet it may not be true. And we start to sort of create narratives about players, and it is entirely unfair. But I highly recommend that you do go listen and watch this. It sounds like a late show moment, right?
But like it was Caleb
Sour Candies, and it was, so good because Kimmy, I think the best in our biz create moments that allow for authentic kind of selves to emerge, because people are, like you said at the very beginning, they're often pretty guarded in media settings of any kind. But Caleb was totally chill.
Totally
listener,
cool.
Go find it. He was really, he had kind of this wise beyond his years, but still with the twinkle vibe for me. And for me, that's a credit to your ability to draw that out of people. But that was a Caleb Williams that I can really, really root for. And I am rooting for all these young men, but I'm specifically rooting for Caleb now that I've seen a human moment that you created. So thank you for that.
Yeah. And thank you. You know, in my head, because in the moment, I don't think you know what is good TV or what is a good segment. I'm like, God, he was such a good kid. But, you know, I had a line of 12 other prospects right after him. So it's kind of a rinse and repeat, right? Yeah. It's, hey, nice to meet you. Please go take all the sour candies. And which, a little side note, he took all of the candy and shared it with all of the guys in his group.
Oh,
and they're all like, you know, eating sour gummy bears, which I'm sure all the scouts were like, why have you given these guys candies?
He just sugar shocked all of them
before the 40.
Yeah.
But he was so great. Oh. And for the first time during the combine, we saw a human.
Yes.
And not a prospect.
Correct.
But I hope people do watch it and take away that, yeah, it's a dumb bit about eating sour candy. And, you know, it was insane and very sour, to be very blunt. And he was like totally a champ and like truly does love the sour candy of it all. But it made me say, this is not a football player. This is a young, fun, cool guy who's just like all of us,
yeah,
who likes things.
When Gracie and I go out or if we meet people, I tend to judge people on how are they nice to her, right? Like, do they, you know, Gracie's very specific. Do they find a way to connect with her? Are they willing to try to find a way to connect with her? And I think a lot of us do that in our family situations. You sort of judge people on how they treat your crew, right? Gracie's my crew.
Yeah.
And so I felt that way watching him out there, because I'm like, all right, Caleb Williams, you're about to be in a human moment with my girl. That's my friend right there. That's
right,
Kenny Checks.
Right.
How are you going to be nice to her? What are we going to see? And he was
great
warm
kid.
And he was nice. And look, when you make these massive investments of energy and of caring and of concern and worry and all the rest, but yes, also ducats of money, it's nice to know that there's a human being that you kind of like behind there, and it seems like there is, or at least we saw a glimpse of that.
We root for Caleb Williams now.
Caleb Williams.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You are listening to NFL Total Access, the podcast. Andrew Levy with Kimmy Checks. And the last topic is you.
Ooh.
International Women's Day was this past Friday. This is Women's History Month.
Yes.
If you'll allow this unmanageable scope that the question invites, women in the NFL, women in football, women in our world, how are we doing? How can we do better?
Better. We're doing better.
Yeah.
Do I think we're there? No.
What does there look like?
I don't know. I don't know if we've seen what there is.
Yeah.
You know, there was a moment this season, actually, this past season, and Mike Yam was the only one who saw the moment and understood the moment. We were in the studio shooting Total Access, and there was a group of visitors, corporate visitors in the building, and they popped in the studio for like 15 minutes to watch a segment or two of the show while they were in town. They were visiting from out of town. I honestly forget what their group was, but it's a group of probably, I don't know, 15 people, men and women amongst the group, predominantly men. And we go to a commercial break and we walk over and we say, hey guys, you know, I'm Kimmy. Hey, I'm Mike Yam. You know, nice to meet you. And what are you guys here for? And, you know, any questions you have? And the very first question that I was asked by one of the guys in the group is, do you actually like the NFL? And I was so like dumbfounded, and my ego kind of stepped in a little bit where I'm like, listen here, dude, you just walked into my studio on a show in which I co-host on national television where I've been given a platform to talk about football, and you asked me if I like football. And Yam, you know, immediately in the tender, amazing, gentle way that Yam does, was like, that was really messed up.
Yeah.
Are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. But I think that is a
perfect... But behind
perfect,
that question is the assumption that like, you're here for a hosting gig, not because of the sport.
Right. And I think that's where we can do better. And even just like disarming ourselves of those dumb questions and that outdated notion that a woman can't actually like football or actually know things about football or actually have insights to football. That I would love to get rid of. And I wanted to be such a character to this guy. And, you know, I gave a very gentle answer of like, I've always loved football. I grew up as a little kid in Kansas City. You know, I gave
you
the
thought
whole,
the Chiefs were I yours because KC, yeah,
KC
Kimmy
was
Jets
the initials.
Was
you know,
the,
I gave the whole, the whole spiel, but that's where I want to be better. But as a part of your same question, a way in which we can be better.
Yeah.
We have to stop only talking about certain women, myself included. I should not be the face of Women's History Month for the NFL. In the grand scheme, I am nothing. And I have no problem with that. There are so many other women who do more than I do, or who do less than I do, but deserve the platform that I have. And I had a really interesting moment at Super Bowl, coincidentally enough. I was at the commissioner's Friday night party, which is a very beautiful party. It's a party in which all 32 teams and owners are there, dignitaries, celebrities. I was honored to be there, right? And I was there with my husband, and at this party are many, you know, business partners of the NFL from you know, social media sites and partners all the way down to, you know, Microsoft. I mean, you name it, people are in the room. It's probably like 2,000 people. And I saw a gentleman who, you know, works for one of these companies. And we've had, you know, a friendship and, you know, a loose kind of cordial relationship over the last 4 or 5 years. And he bought up when he said hello to my husband and I, he bought up an upcoming trip, you know, later on this summer, where they're trying to kind of merge the sports world at Cannes, at the advertising festival. And he's like, hey, we should talk about, you know, the festival and trying to get you involved. And this is something that I saw pop up last year. And I wanted to, you know, be there. And I thought it was so smart that we're bringing sports to the forefront of brands and of marketing and of advertising. Because if we've seen anything this season with the Taylor Swift effect of it all, and, you know, football is global in many ways.
Yes.
And we should market this globally because of its impact. And he said, hey, yeah, we should talk about this trip. And I stopped him because he's in a position in which he can highlight certain people because of the platform in which he works for and kind of the influence that he has. And I stopped him and said, hey, it's so good to see you. I would love to talk about that trip. But what I've realized is you only amplify who you want. So I'm good. And I think that is my call of action to us this Women's History Month. Stop only amplifying the big names or the sexy names or the people who are your friends. Because there are so many other women who work just as hard, if not harder than I do, but have never been given the grace or the opportunity or the privilege of my platform. And until we tell those stories, I think we do a shit job of celebrating women, of celebrating insert whatever history month it is, right? So that's kind of my call to action of how to be better. It shouldn't be me talking about Women's History Month. It shouldn't be me getting the platform. I'm honored. On those platforms, it's my duty to call out where we should be better. And we have to stop only amplifying those who get amplified every single day.
Widen your eyes, widen your scope, widen your brain, and widen your heart for the stories that Kimmy Checks implores us to look for. You cannot look for only that which you see because we don't show you enough. Look for more stories. There are countless more stories out there. You are so wonderful to deflect the spotlight, but to whom much is given, much is expected of you. And you are perfectly cast for a role in which much is expected of. So thank you for that. On a somewhat related tip, it's going to feel like ridiculousness compared to the sublime that you've just given us. What happens when Travis and Taylor break up? There's a real question here.
You said that, not me. Well, I think they're real deal.
The eyes of so many young people, girls and young women especially, who might normally not have paid as close attention to us as they have recently. You touched on it a moment ago. How can we keep their interest, you know, when breakups happen? How can we ensure that more young women, when you were a kid and you fell in love with football, how can we attract more Kimmy Checksnaders? How can we attract more Kimberly Whites? How do we get more of you and keep more of you? Are we on the right track or are there optics that need to change? I'm curious to know your perspective.
I think optically we could change so many things always, but I think it's more simple than that.
Do you like what they see, they being the young girl out in America? Do you like what she is seeing when she happens to want to watch the game with dad? Yes, because there may be five or six Taylor Swift sightings. Do you like what she's seeing when it's not Taylor Swift up there on the screen?
I think we can be better at who covers the game, who tells the stories of the game. But the main thing is, tell the stories of the players. Take the Taylor and Travis example. How many people also fell in love with Jason Kelce this season? Philly loved him.
Yeah.
Offensive lineman loved him. He's a legend, yes. Right? And you can argue, because of the platform that the two of them built together with their podcast, New Heights, you got to see their personalities beyond football. And I think it is on every single franchise, plus the NFL itself, to take the helmets off and tell the stories of every single player we have in this league. Because that's what makes people fall in love. If you're a little girl and you're eating sour gummy bears and you watch the combine with your dad and you say, hey, he likes the candy I like, I'm going to root for him. It's not this complicated math equation of how to get people to like the NFL or how to get people to watch our games. It's rooting for people that you care about.
I love it.
That's all we need. So tell the stories.
At any one time, listener, there are between 1,600 and 1,750 active NFL players. It's not a very big group. No. I mean, when you break it down, you do the math, 53 active players on a roster, 32 teams. There it is. It's not that many stories to be told. And Kimmy, I think you're right. I think the fact you have called out with regards to Women's History Month, and I really do appreciate your honesty about that. And with regards to this, that we are guilty of being reductive, of only focusing on a couple of people, a couple of stories that are familiar, so we keep going back to the same story. And yet I think we are savvier media consumers and content consumers than ever before. My eye can take more material. My brain can take more nuance, more context. I have the capacity to hear more stories and to fall in love with more players, to get to know more players, yes, even on my team. And if I get to know those players, chances are I get to meet their moms and dads. I get to meet their wives, their kids. I get to see more of women's history, but player history, NFL history, child history being made under our umbrella. I like the sound of that. I like the feel of that.
And guess what? And I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And when that player that you learn about from your team,
yes,
during free agency,
goes to a rival.
Boom.
The circle is complete.
Do you
root for him? I don't begrudge them. I say, Godspeed, John Glenn, right? Go your way, kid.
So there you go.
And I hope to beat you on the day we see you next, and I hope that you crush it on all the other days in between.
Listen, way to put a bow.
I want to thank today's special guest, Kimmy Checks, who you can catch on NFL Network hosting NFL Total Access, the broadcast. You can catch her combine interviews. They're very likely up on NFL Plus, maybe NFL.com too. Keep an eye out for this person. She's special. You see her on TV. I can't wait to see where she goes next. Next up, Brian Baldinger, his pre-draft off-season take, the wisdom that only extravagant study can bring. It's a seriously cool thing to have access to Brian Baldinger's brain. That's next time on NFL Total Access, the podcast. Plus, we're going to have free agency news, pre-draft news, and we're going to get a Pro Days update as well. Till then, take care of you, take care of your crew, and ciao for now. NFL Total Access is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.